today I'd like to talk to you about the pattern of GTMs. And I found out data that will be of great assistance to you. There have been numerous estimates as to the number of GTMs, and as a matter of fact, there are less than was originally estimated, and that is very good news, I'm sure. Main thing that you should know about GTMs, as you look it over, is the gradient on which they should be approached. And I find that every time I turn around, some class 6 graduate, just on graduating, says, I'm going to go home and I'm going to run somebody or other on GTMs. You know, just like that, bang, bang, you know. Well, it's be like, you know, fishing for a very small herring in a very large ocean. Do you see? Now, the pattern is the last thing to emerge. The pattern is not the first thing to emerge, it's the last thing to emerge. And we have a gradient at work on cases. And the gradient is somewhat like this. We get around here on the edges, we're going to get something like fog, maybe a bit of British fog, something like that. If you tried to look directly at the bank, you'd sort of see a fog bank, you know. No, it just would be murky. You're supposing you're outside a bank, which nobody is. But supposing you were to look at this bank, this would be the approachability of the bank. And you'd sort of see this fog. It would be around here, and wherever you tried to enter the thing, you'd sort of run into fog. Well, you can call that outer perimeter here locks. Because they're locked up on more significant material. And that would give you a fairly nice approach if you simply were to handle locks on a case, you see. And then if we handled a bunch of this and got the fellow fairly used to it and got this outer edge, we'd have that a bit discharged. And we'd find out that a bank is not, by the way, processed directly this way. But I'll show you exactly what is there. We'd have, then, a room of secondaries. Like so. And those would be secondaries. Now, what's a secondary? Well, a secondary is an incident containing missing motion, which depends for its presence and persistence upon pain and unconsciousness. You see somebody crying about something or other. Well, in actual fact, just below this, you've got an engram, moment of physical pain and unconsciousness. They've been hit by a truck, and then they get into a misemotional situation which has in it the restimulators about being hit by the truck, don't you see? And they will break down and weep, something like that. They don't experience the pain, they just weep. And then we would have, if we ran off a few secondaries, this is why the psychoanalyst thought he was really getting someplace when he got a patient to cry. You'd be surprised how good cry will help a case. They'll spill some grief on something of the sort. But that isn't always true. We had one case that used to cry and cry and cry, and all of a sudden she felt better, but she never got any better. She was still going, you know, and just cry, 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 and finally I figured out what it was. Her name was Waters. bless her, she changed her name, and after that her case made progress. But in this emotion, of course, could be fear or any of the other misemotional activities in which things engage. Now, we would get into an earlier band that is a deeper strata here. And that would be the engrams and incidents of the whole track. And you would see somebody colliding with these things, you know? And you want to be suspicious after the fifth pre-clear who's been stabbed in the back in the Roman Senate. There weren't that many Julius Caesars. But everybody has got a whole track. And the reason why you get so many Julius Caesars and so forth, people got themselves all mixed up. The cycles of civilization on the track are quite identical. And they run along. There's a similar pattern as the bank itself. And the civilization, there have been 17th centuries almost beyond count on this planet or that planet. There's been Louis Kahn's furniture, you see, almost beyond count. Period after period after period in which you had Louis Kahn's furniture. How does everybody know he's in a Louis Kahn's period? See, he's been there before. That's all. They all agree that this is Louis Kahn's. So you get into it when knighthood was in flower, period. And there have been these beyond count. There was one about 100,000 years ago. There was another one about 200 million years ago. They go back. Well, these things tend to lock up. See? They get on top of each other. So you'll find a guy dying five times in one lifetime. Very mysterious, you see. You find five deaths in a period of 1 year, or something like this. And everybody wants, what is this? Well, no, he's got all the deaths from those periods, which repeated themselves on the track, don't you see? All lumped up into one period. Don't you see? So maybe there was a Roman period, and then earlier, another Roman period, a few million years in some other time and place. How did they know to have a Roman period, don't you see? It's well-trained. Everybody knows what a Roman period is. They go back millions, billions, trillions of years. You've got other Roman periods, don't you see? Well, in one of those, he was probably a senator. And so he reads about Julius Caesar being stabbed in the back, and he said, that must have been me. Well, he gets all mixed up, and people think it's very unreal. And he doesn't like to get into this mess, so people have a tendency to just say, the devil with it. Couldn't be true, you know, and it couldn't be me. And I only live once, and I'm innocent. Up to 1922, I never did anything. And this is very gratifying. This is very easy on the conscience. So you see, the idea of not having had any overts and being pristine, pure, and springing full-armed from the brain of the maternity ward, computing machine, or something like that, all this, you see, adds up in the fact that guy blocks his track out. Well, actually, if you were approaching all this, you would approach it through, if you approach it on a straight gradient, you would then get this strata of engrams. And there are moments of pain and unconsciousness, but they're strung out across a long time track. And his memory is actually blocked by the fact that when he tries to remember these things, it's very painful, it's very confusing. The loss which he's experienced is very great. And all of these things add up then to the fact that in this band, he's got to confront an awful lot of pain, but also there's a tremendous amount of unconsciousness, and you get the phenomenon known as boil-off. And you get these chaps who will boil off. Well, actually, it doesn't do them very much good to boil off. We made an actual test one time when one fellow boiled off for 300 hours on an oddity. You know, just sit there in a dope off. That's what you know. 300 hours, and his graph was the same. At the end of 300 hours, he'd be first part of the 300 hours. So we would say he was simply dramatizing. He wasn't as easy anything, don't you think? And but it's that accumulation of unconsciousness which blacks out the back track, and because he tries to confront it, and he goes, you know, nothing there, you know. And then he does find something, and all of a sudden, whoop, spear goes through his stomach, you know. And he's barred out, in other words, at this period. Well, now, had he jumped through locks engram secondary, pardon me, lock secondary and engrams, when the individual is up to a big bunch of bank in front, he would then get into this, which is the actual GPM setup. Now, we're not going to draw these necessarily in an orderly fashion, but we will just make it into a setup here just to represent. This is just representative of GPMs. So these are just GPMs, nothing else. And these have, as their first manifestation, just the fact that there's a lot of mass and significance present. Mass and significance. And awful black, where you find a lot of PCs who can't confront it, who are also in all this blackness, you see. And it's just black. What picture? You know. Funny part of it is, if you run enough locks off of that PC, and run some secondaries off the PC, and then some engrams off the PC, his Vizio will turn on. And you can make his Vizio turn on by using some of the R5 techniques we developed. You know, we finally solved running engrams. We can run engrams on anybody. It isn't necessary to do so today, however. This can be skipped through rather fast, as long as it is approached more or less on this basis. We get into these GPMs, and the first thing we get is either a tremendous significance or a tremendous mass assaults the PC as he moves in on that. One or the other. Now, you should realize that there are two routes of aberration. These two routes of aberration are significance and mass.
That's all from the college,
and the two phenomena that you encounter as an auditor are only significance and mass. Those are all. Now, of course, there's also space in the bank. There's also energy in the bank. There's also time in the bank. Do you understand? But you actually don't get any chance, neither does the PC, to get involved with those to amount to anything, because the thing that really kicks him around is the mass or the significance. So, if you just reduce it to what is generally true, you'll find out there's only two things that you're handling. One is significance, the other is mass. When energy turns up, it's because mass is sitting there, don't you see? When the guy is having trouble with space, why, it's because he's hung up in a piece of mass that is in that space, don't you see? And if he's having trouble with no space at all, it's because he's in mass. Do you follow? And time you can do things with by dating incidents and that sort of thing. But everybody's more or less wound up with this thing called time, and it's not directly approachable. And you don't have too much. So you find a PC whose time sense is way out. He's living in Nopal Polianic times, or he's this or he's that. They run into this in institutions all the time. Well, why is his time sense out? Well, it's because he's got too much mass to confront if he moved up the track to present time. It's the mass which holds him from moving up to present time. So once more, we are most directly and intimately concerned with only these two things, one significance, the other is mass. And if you understand a PC from that viewpoint, you won't have very much trouble. Now, the one that's in the institution, people dramatize significance or they dramatize mass. The one that is in the institution is dramatizing significance totally. He has nothing to do with mass, and he is dramatizing significance and nothing but significance. In other words, the think in it is so overpowering that he is just it. See? He's got a significance, and that's kicking his teeth in. And the one who is up here in the hospital with some bizarre ache or pain is the fellow who is dramatizing mass. So you have basically two types of PCs. He is either dramatizing significance or he is dramatizing mass. Now, it's all very well to say that all mass comes from postulates. Oh, that is so true. But it's still there. So the primary, of course, is significance, and the secondary is mass. But the truth of the matter is, as far as it impinges upon the individual, the mass is there, the mass is real, the mass is troublesome. If you don't believe it, run into a brick wall of a car sometime, and you find out that it has a certain sense of reality along with the experience. Well, it's all very well for some religious activity to come up and say there is nothing in the whole universe but thought. Now, that might be very well true, but in trying to approach this thought, you sure run into a lot of brick walls. Now, the mass might be there because somebody thought of it in the first place, but it's still been thought of, and it's still there. Physical illness comes from the mass. You'll find out it's because he's got a mass. You see, or a mass. You follow? He's got a mass going this way, see? And he's got a pressure of some kind of chin. Well, it's probably because there's also another one back here which is pulling this one up against his chin. He never notices this one back here, see? And this one here has got his chin up. So it'll vary in various degrees. He'll have merely his chin will break out. Or he'll get a bad jaw. Or he will, worse than that, get an infection of the jawbone. Don't you think? Or he will get a distortion of the jawbone. Something like that. Well, that's all very well operating around the face, where it's very likely to operate. But how about the fellow who has one of these masses operating against his spleen? Well, you know, I've made some tests with mental mass, and you know it doesn't cut with surgical steel. And it wouldn't matter how many livers or spleens you took out of the guy, you still would not have removed the mass, because that isn't operable. The mental mass is still pushed in against that area. Quite amusing. Medicos very often cut off somebody's leg or something like that, and the guy goes around the rest of his life with a ghost leg. He has chilblains and a non-existent foot. Oh, that's very amusing. But it's the guy has a sensation of mass. Well, why does he have a sensation of mass? The medico says he's got no leg, therefore he has no mass. Oh, there's another mass. There's all of the impingements against that leg of all the times he ever lived and had a leg add up in their final sum total to a mental mass of a leg. You see? So you might say that mass is subdivisible then into two divisions, and one is the physical universe, its mass, and then the subjective universe, the individual's universe, its mass. Now these two may very well be interrelated. They certainly impinge on each other at the most startling moments. And you have even somebody like Jung, who is always having bookcases fall on him and chairs fall apart in the same room with him. As a matter of fact, that was why he was in psychotherapy, to find out why that kept going all the time. You've heard of poltergeist and phenomena of this particular character. Well, that is mental mass impinged over into the physical mass characteristic. Whereas you can probably walk up to that wall, and your bank will go straight through the wall. Don't be surprised if every now and then it doesn't. And you find as you approach the wall, you sort of feel squashed. Now, familiarity with physical universe mass also brings about familiarity with mental mass. So you have the tremendous workability of a process such as HC, just familiarity with mass. And that gives us a principal route on which processing can take place, and that is by familiarity. Now, supposing we didn't erase any locks, but we made an individual familiar with locks. Supposing we didn't erase any secondaries, but we made the individual familiar with secondaries. It's almost impossible not to erase some secondaries while you're getting them familiar with them, you understand? But supposing we just concentrated on making them familiar with these things. And then supposing we just got the individual familiar with these engrams, we didn't run any. And then supposing that we got him familiar with GPMs without running any, would we have accomplished any therapy? Well, actually, we would have accomplished quite a bit of therapy, but unfortunately, it is not a total route. In fact, only partial as a route. But that factor is always present in all successful processing. And now we get to such a thing as the auditor's code. While you're busy making this individual familiar with locks, you scold him for having those locks. You're getting him to approach this thing and view these things, but you say, meow, you shouldn't have them. So let's take over. Well, this fellow says, well, I hate to have to tell you, but I beat up my little brother once. Suppose the auditor said at that moment, well, what a horrible thing to do. They're then persuading the individual to withdraw from the familiarity with that overt, right? So just on the basis of familiarity alone, if you scolded, chopped, misbehaved as an auditor along the line, your PC would not then get more familiar with his bank. The familiarity track would be cut. Well, at the same time, this is a whole, thinking of this familiarity as a whole thing, making familiarity with the locks, secondaries, engrams, and the bank itself, that is not a total therapy. Because familiarity is all right, and you can become awfully familiar with a brick wall, but let me assure you that there is a point where it remains a brick wall. You see, there is a point. And the funny part of it is, a bricklayer probably could drop a brick on his head or foot and so forth, and he probably wouldn't mind it much. He's very familiar with bricks. He can handle bricks that would take the skin right off of your hands. You say, don't you even wear gloves? No, why should I wear gloves? In other words, his familiarity with his tools and the substance with which he's operating is so great that he doesn't experience a tremendous effect from it. But he still has bricks to handle. That's the point you must remember when you go on a total familiarity. Total familiarity is all right, but it is not a whole road. But it has to be there for the other thing to work. Now, supposing we went on the other road and we said, well, what we will do with this individual is, without any attention to whether or not he ever sees any, let's just run off the locks. Run off and as is, and erase all these locks. He never has a chance to look at him or anything, you know, but just erase all the locks. See? All right, now if we got a lot of locks erased, just erase the secondaries. Let's not give him any chance to notice anything. Let's just erase them. And then let's erase all these engrams, and then without giving him a chance to do anything else, let's erase the whole bank. Well, that would be a total mass approach, wouldn't it? All we would be doing would be just getting rid of the mask, getting rid of the mask, getting rid of the mask, getting rid of the mask. And oddly enough, that is not a whole approach, because if done all by itself, it wouldn't work. So the real route into the bank is with significance and mass, familiarity with the significance, familiarity with the mass, erasure of the significance, erasure of the mass. You follow that? You got those two factors, significance and mass, and for each one of them, you must achieve for the PC familiarity as well as erasure. Now, you can, oddly enough, destimulate these things because the main charge is coming from there. You will also accomplish a small bit of erasure. You're getting familiar, and you can getting into the edges of secondaries, and he becomes sort of familiar with it. You also erase a little bit of it. You can't help but erase it, even when you try to just only destimulate, see? You're getting into the edges of engrams and getting familiar with this area, and you'll still erase just a little bit of it. And by the time, if you've done this successfully, if he gets down to here, he'll be able to erase parts of the bank. And he at the same time becomes familiar with parts of the bank. So it takes both of those actions. It takes familiarity and it takes erasure. If you brought your PC up to a point where he only had familiarity, but he'd never erased anything, and you got him in here, you would have the oddity of getting a beautiful read on your meter that he was somewhere near something, but you could never get a read on what it was. In other words, yeah, you say, well, I'm into a mass, and maybe it's about something or other, and you get a read on the meter, see? And you'd say, well, what is it exactly? I don't know. At that moment, your meter'd start locking up, and it'd go higher and higher and higher, and then it'd just stick. The individual's incapable of erasing anything. In other words, he's so frightened or unfamiliar with the mass that when he grapples with its significance, and it leads him into the mass, then he just pulls off from the mask, don't you think? you really don't get any erasure going. And so you can actually lead a fellow into this line improperly. And you can get him into the reactive bank, all the GPMs, and he'll stick. He'll go up so far and he won't progress. He goes down the track a ways and then there is no more. Now, there are two reasons for that. You could go, be going at it inaccurately, sufficiently inaccurately, but to guide him wrong. But he actually could only be guided wrong if his ability to perceive was a little bit wrong in itself. You see that? Now, this, don't make any mistake, is a very hard run. Anybody who says, oh, this is a piece of cake, and so forth, it's all on how bad you want out, don't you see? And if you don't want out very bad, why, they never walk. If they haven't got much stamina, why, they won't go along this road. If a guy hasn't some concept of himself or some idea of what he's all about, if he hasn't, let's put it coldly, if he hasn't got a bit of nerve, he just won't walk the route. He's like the accustomed rat. The cage is so secure and it's so comfortable. He knows that if he moves in that cage, he'll run into bars. He doesn't want anything to do with those, so he just gives up. So there's a point at which processing becomes unworkable to the degree that the individual is unwilling to cooperate or can't cooperate with the auditing. Now, that doesn't include anybody who wants processing. That's why you say, do you want processing? Oddly enough, you can take somebody who doesn't want processing and you can actually accomplish an erasure. You won't get any cognitions. You can get rid of somebody's arthritis on this math route. They go around complaining about you because you haven't gotten rid of the headache. You point out to them, look, you're no longer on crutches. Oh, yes, well, that might or might not be. My headache is pretty bad, you see. In other words, you haven't improved their familiarity, you haven't improved their think. All you did was erase by your skill as an auditor the masses which were immediately impinged upon the bones and joints which gave them arthritis. You follow that? So there you've got an individual, then, who isn't brought toward the bank on a process gradient, who isn't brought toward the bank on gradients of greater and greater familiarity, and who isn't brought toward the bank on the basis of greater and greater confrontation of mass and greater ability to handle mass, you see, in the bank, then you get case failure. Those are the two roads, and they must be traveled simultaneously. Now, the pattern, oddly enough, of the whole reactive bank is just this. That is what the pattern is. It's like that. Of course, these things are not neatly on the perimeter. They're also sandwiched into there. Don't you see? I've laid it out very nicely for you. But here is the overall pattern of the reactive bank. And its approach is by familiarity and erasure. Simultaneously, and the two things you're handling are, of course, significance and math. Okay, thank you. Now, I must warn you. I'm going to go with pattern of GPMs now, the pattern of the bank. And I must warn you that if you have a weak stomach or something like this, you better leave the hall, because this is not for enfants. And if anybody starts to see this film, by mistake, raw meat or something like that, the time to leave is at this instant of the film. I'm going to take up the pattern of the GPMs themselves and go with it as a total review. And there's material here which is shocking to me. I must advise you of that in advance. It was very difficult to plot this GPM for the various reasons. I will show you now what the bank itself consisted of, and that is it consists of a chain of GPM. Now, GPM means goals, problem, mass, and it would be those masses which are under the heading of one goal or purpose. And a goal starts with two, and then has a root, and then has an end word, like to catch cats, or something of that sort. So you've got to catch would be your root, and cats would be your end word. Now, these stream out down the bank in a very orderly fashion. So that we have here your top. It's not a circular bank. It is linear, if it is anything, because time, of course, is included in this bank. And it however represents itself to the Satan as linear. And there is this top to the bank. Therefore, there is a top. And there is way down the line, many, many GPMs away, we have a specific finite bottom. And that's the furthest from the individual. Now, they are so organized that the goal, statement of the goal, and the progress of the GPM is upwards. So it actually runs from this is the first GPM, the one at the bottom, don't you see? And then it's got the goal. They run this way. This is your goal is an RI, your bottom-up term, don't you see? This would be your top terminal, and this would be your top-up term. Now, the bank then sits with the goal as an RI. It sits here facing all the way to the bottom. See? And then the bank seems to or appears to run linearly up this way. Now, the place, however, where it is approached and where it is runnable happens to be here. So the bank must be run backwards. It is run from the top up term of the top GPM and the top. There's the top terminal, there's the top up term. You run from the top up term, terminal, and so forth, back and forth. Now, but this top has an interconnection with the bottom. So that the first four terminals here and the first two terminals there are interlocked. You want to know what is the top-up term and the top terminal of the top bank? Well, it matches up to the bottom of the furthest one away, which, of course, makes everybody believe that it looks linear. You get in a lot of trouble running that because it excites that one. And when you're not up on much familiarity and you start running items, well, that'd be the wrong place to run because it excites all the items in the bank. Now, let us see what the individual sees when he first starts in on this. What the individual sees. He gets just a big, horrible confusion. And out of this, he can pick a significance. He's not likely to get much contact with mass, although the mass is going to upset him if he does get in contact with it, so his first contact is going to be upsetting. I mean, there's no hope for that, no help for it. And it isn't just a walk in the park, you see. And so he's liable to get a hold of this area here. And it's an item or something of the sort, but he gets some charge off of this thing, and the charge, oddly enough, is more likely to be a lock. But if he gets very enthusiastic, why, he'll get this much closer into it, you see, and this will merely be a closer lock. And what will it be a lock on? Well, the most expressive significance in any GPM, if we look at this GPM here, it has a common denominator to each one of its items, and that is its end word. Its end word is the same in each item except for the two which join up to the upper one and the two which join down to the lower one. You see, the end word is the same through the remaining items. So, of course, it's a significance which comes off the whole thing, like an horrible miasma. Miasma is what you smell near the gas works. Don't want any strange words around it. And the next thing he gets is the end word. And he'll get the end word of a GPM. And it'll check out, and the meter will go boom, and you'll get a nice, beautiful blowdown, and so forth. And, of course, you've taken a slab of charge off this GPM. You've actually cut a piece off the top of the GPM. All right, the next thing to do is, of course, look around and see what else he's got. And the nearest one to it is going to be a negative. Now, the negative will sit next door to the positive. Now, let's say this end word was running, you see, and the opposite to running would be something like stopping or something like that. If you found running, the next easiest one to find is the one just adjacent to it, which would be its opposite, its dichotomy, stopping. Now, the penalty is that you may, this one actually goes in a dichotomy this way. Here would be, well, let's say, starts, and this one would be stops, to give you a very good dichotomy. See, this one starts, this one stops. All right, if one is starts and the other is stops, you're liable to go up here to pauses, and have starts and pauses. You follow? And that'll look like a dichotomy, and it isn't. It's part of the pair up, you see? Because it's a dichotomy, too. And it'll be pauses, you see, and rushing, you know? You get the idea. So, and then you have start to stop. Well, look, this could get, you see, the shadow meaning. But nevertheless, you can get a PC to persevere along this line, and he'll keep picking these things up. And what he's actually doing is picking up the positive end word, and then he'll pick up the negative end word, and then he'll pick up a positive end word, and he'll pick up a negative end word, and then he'll pick up a positive end word, and then the proper negative end word from the middle of the bank toward the top of the bank. The negative is closer to the top than the bottom, and from the middle of the bank to the bottom of the bank, the negative is closer to the bottom of the bank. And he'll pick up this pair, and then he'll pick up this pair, do you understand? And then we get to a very interesting phenomenon. You can show it right here, see? All the time we're doing this, we're walking in through big masses. And he's getting in there, he's losing charge on these things, they're doing a lot of erasure. The only way you're getting rid of it, or getting away with it at all, is because the erasure is occurring. Turn-on action. So you can find somebody who's going into the bank with no turn-on motion and no big needle motion, and so forth, you want to watch out because you're going into a bank with no erasure. You follow that? So that's very dangerous. And you start down GPMs or around the bank, and you all of a sudden you keep running the fella on this and finding that and so forth, and you're not getting turn-on action. Watch it, man, because what are you doing? You're just, there's no turn-on action. You're not getting erasure. And all you're getting is significances. You're sooner or later going to come a cropper here. If you were running the bank linearly, which you wouldn't be doing under this system, if you pass six items without any turn-on action, you've got now six masses that are just about going to blow your PC's head off. They haven't erased. You can only get away with it if you have turn-on action. You got that? So anyhow, we've done this and done this and done this. Well, in actual fact, we've got a picture here of a jam in the middle of the bank. He laid him down at this section of the bank here, see? He had some kind of a condition like this. He's got things pulled out of line here, see? And that's primarily what's wrong with the boy. So, you may get to this on running just pairs. Just finding these random pairs, R6EW. Your next one is R6EWF for six. Six end words in a line. Just six GPM. You want six end words. And you will certainly get to it on the six. When you're, because after you've gotten through a lot of pairs, you'll pretty soon run flat on pairs. And then you start getting six, and you go back over your pairs and get the remaining four, because they go in six. There are six of these things associated. One, two, three, four, five, six will all be the same breed of cat. The principal one is in the middle. This, for instance, would be something like start, and that would be stop. Yeah, I'm not saying those are in the back. But we're saying start and stop. And then down here, we've got a modification of that pair, and up above it, on this pair, we've got a modification of the pair, don't you see? So in view of the fact that the next six fits together, also with two modifications on the flank, these things easily join up. You follow? The gradient of meaning, then, can go from this. So in the middle, we've always got the main pair, and then we've got two modifying pairs on both sides of it, you see? You got the idea. They're not as positive as end words. Now, when you start putting together, then, your R6EWS, you'll certainly run into this phenomenon. And you'll find this boy where he is. This is true of any case you're going to audit. You're going to find this bank has all been pulled into one crossroad. He's got GPM from up here pulled down here. He's got GPM from up here pulled in here. And that's where he lives. If this man has a chronic physical illness, it will be found at that point. If he's got a hidden standard, the final dregs of that hidden standard, even though you cracked it in earlier processing and so forth, will be found at that point. Does my sciatica improve? Well, there's your sciatica. And actually, by running R6EWS, you get rid of the remainder of the guy's hidden standards and chronic somatics. If there are any still around by the time he's gotten to this in processing, they're going to go at this point. Because you're going to find this point of the track where he's all messed up. Yeah, your track runs out in a fairly orderly fashion up here. Your track runs out, but this track has been pulled around to here, and this track has been pulled around to there. You see? And you'll always find out that he's got something goofed up like crazy. He's got two words mixed up. Or he's got some word that doesn't belong with some word, don't you see? He's got, this isn't a word, perhaps. I don't care whether I'm using N-words or not. Religious, I already warned anybody with a weak stomach. You've got religiousness mixed up with hatefulness. Well, it takes this kind of a ball up. In other words, there wouldn't be any hatefulness because it's an item. And religiousness is not a dichotomy with hatefulness. After the Melbourne Inquiry, I realized it's just a dichotomy with nastiness. I found out everybody connected with the Inquiry, including Parliament, are all Roman Catholics. We got three witches up here whose graves are beautifully tended, who were burned by the Roman Catholic Church. And ever since the Roman Catholic Church burned them, by East Grinstead has carefully tended those graves. So I don't think they'll win with the Melbourne Inquiry. Anyway. They got something mixed up, don't you see? Now, how these two things that don't belong together insistently pull together. See? So this pulls their whole bank out of shape, and that's the point where they live. Now, you could probably give that a fancy name, but there's no particular reason to burden you with another definition. It's just there will be your pieces. And the track at that time will start unwinding and unraveling. Now is the time when you start to get... Now, you understand, first you just got some locks, you see. And then you got some closer locks. And then you got an actual end word. And then you could find the pair to that end word. And the first moment that you find the pair to the end word, the pattern of the GPM starts to unsnarl. Now we're getting the unsnarling of the pattern. The pattern is coming clear to the individual. Pattern is an actual thing. It is the orderliness with which the bank is put together. And he's been living in a very disorderly bank condition all these years. So the pattern, then, is starting to emerge. Now the pattern, having emerged in pairs, now starts to emerge in sixes. After he's got a lot of pairs, then we'll get pattern in six. And about that time, he starts to fall-wise to the remaining patterns. Now, he may or may not cognite at this point, and I wouldn't leave it up to chance. Because he could get in too much trouble. The datum is known, why not give it to him? There is no series. There's only one GPM per end word. Just one GPM per end word. That's all. So, actually, you look at your 18-item GPM as the top one. That's one end word with 18 items. Your next one to it is the positive of that negative. The top one is absence, by the way. Your next one, negative, your positive to that negative with 18 items with a different end word and a different rip. This has one rip. This has the next end word and the next rip. And then this has the same, this is the next negative, and that has the same rip as your first one, but a different end. And then this has the same rip as the second one, but a different end. And this one here has the same rip as the first one, but a different end. And this one has the same rip as the second one, but a different end. And there's what your dichotomies are. They just alternate. They don't skip 21, as I thought originally. They are just next door to each other all the way down the line. So therefore, you could probably run out the whole bank in 3 months. Just like that. I shortened up your time to OT that fast. Now, only two rips, and they alternate all the way down the line. But you must know this, that this top here joins that bottom there to sound like a dichotomy. Don't bother with what the end is. It also sounds like a dichotomy because the middle of the bank is now. That is the present, or presence, you see. And the second one here is here. So, of course, it looks like all the bank is now, present, here. You follow? And then you get earlier and later all mixed up because they're the flanks of now. Now, so that gives you three here in the middle, and now doesn't have a dichotomy. That's such. But this thing fits. It's got a couple of negatives. So at the middle of the bank, you get your sequence of positive closest to the top and negative furthest. The negative end word is prior to the positive. But from this point up on the bank, you get your negative closer to the top of the bank than your positive. Do you understand? All right. Now, that's the pattern, the way this thing is set. Now, let me give you a real shocker. What are these? What are these rip words? You need to know this because you'd never find it in 1,000 years. Nobody alive could have found this. There are two end words. Two root words, I beg your pardon. They're just two roots. There's 700 M's. I can't give you the exact figure. I get it more or less. It's 268 M's. But that may or may not be that. There's only that pair, and of course, because of that one, it is a, and because there's an item compulsion, and all that sort of thing, you get a tendency to make up GPMs for runs. So you move in and out, and you make up all kinds of GPMs to run because of that. See? But you must run them because that is the second one, the third. Horrible, isn't it? All right, now so far so good. I'll show you the rest of this horrible trick. Now, this is going to shock you. And that is the secret of the bank, why you can't approach it. All the bad end words have to create on them. All the good end words have to destroy on them. And that just boxes you up because it proves my basic intention that man is basically good. Because he doesn't dramatize this 100% of the time. You find this relegated to the average action of a society or the motives of a government or so forth. You find they're dramatizing 100%. The individual is mostly not dramatizing. He's mostly not dramatizing it. So let us hazard a guess as to why this bank was created and why you agreed to make up a bank on this pattern and so forth. Let's hazard a guess. In other words, let's see if we can't get at the reason why somebody has this bank. Like all cures, it becomes the eventual poison. And it is poison. Because a guy can dramatize these as easy as cat. But he wasn't supposed to originally. And to do that, we have to look to the line plot. Now, this line plot, as we have it here, is the lineup of the 18 items. And as we go up this line plot, actually, if we run down this way, we find that this goal is balked somehow or other, is balked. Don't you see? That goal is balked. See, when the guy goes constantly doing the goal, see, why, he gets difficulties with other doers of the goal, don't you see? In other words, this line plot booby traps having that goal. So to make sure that nobody in the universe went bad, every bad goal you could get was booby trapped. And if you've got a bad goal to create insanity, that's an actual GPM, you'd run into these op terms. You'd immediately start running into its op terms. And you'd try to carry out that goal and you'd get in trouble. And if you were take the other side of that same dichotomy to be kind to you. If you had the idea of to destroy sanity, well, then it was very nice and comforting to realize that if anybody had the goal to destroy sanity, they'd run into their iron plot. And it'd be booby trapped. You follow? So after we've got the pairs, and then we've got them in six. Then we begin to... Actually, there's another thing you can do with the N-words. You can plot them all on the track, R6EWP. By the time you've done that, the main virtue of just doing the six is you find where the guy's stuck and he starts to become straight. Now, bringing them the plot of your sixes that you have found and so forth, then would be the time to find what the line plot was all about. And you could work out the line plot. Now, working out a line plot, very difficult, because it runs into all the end words and that sort of thing. That's also, as I said, it's a question. And it tangles up with all of the rest of the charge and that sort of thing. But it's the same line plot as you run on down the line, as far as I know. There's no alteration in the line plot. But there are no differences otherwise in the pattern of the bank. You'll find that people do dramatize these things. And when a guy really goes into the bank, then he's doing these things which we consider very strange indeed. Let's take an N-word saying. We know that size at large obsessively destroys things. They work on that pretty hard. You've got, then, this whole thing would not be anything that would dawn on you. You just wouldn't dream of it. It's too incredible. If you've got people running around here with the idea to create theft and to destroy honesty, and, you know, that's not proper term. That's the composition of the human race. And a Satan that is so strange and foreign to a Satan's way of thinking that he never duplicated it. And he never has, is he? And he's been going all these trillions and trillions and trillions and countless trillions to countless powers of years down the track packing this man because there isn't any way he could possibly imagine it. He's basically good, and he has nothing but basically bad goals. And the whole GPN is wrapped up on this one basis. So what you do, actually, is to take the line plot and you fit in the goal onto the line plot. You just fit the goal into the line plot and you run it down item by item. You find out you've got to have the next goal correct. Then you run that next goal item by item. And you've got to have the next goal correct. So you run that item by item. And this thing runs very rapidly. It runs very rapidly with big tone on action. But of course it's rather unbelievable that the bank would be back. Everything you cherish in life, you have a goal to destroy. And everything that you love in life, you have a goal. Pardon me, everything you hate in life, why, you have a goal to create. Gruesome. Well, that's the bank. That's the totality of a reactive bank. And that's what it's all about. And that's why man's all about. And that's why you can't get out of your head and why you stop throwing lightning bolts. And that's the history of you. Anyway. The banks are duplicate one person to the next, and there is no variation, and you don't have some individual who has a strange, different, odd, entirely on his own bank. He's got an N-word, like something like individuality, and he's trying to dramatize it. These banks will all run the same. I don't know whether it runs this way into the animal kingdom or not, by the point. I know animals respond to processing very like anybody else. But this is the basic pattern of the reactive bank. And the best way to approach it, even though you know all the basic pattern and so forth, is still through R6EW, R6EWF, R6EWP. And after you've got your whole plot run, why, to put it together with the proper creation, it's great to leave these alone with regard to these end words. It's an awful temptation. You get an end word that particularly horrifies you, you know, and you say, I've got a goal to create that, and the thing falls off the pin, you know. Well, you've already pinned yourself into the trap. You've got the tone arm action, so it doesn't hurt you very much. But if you go at this very long, you'll start having your chest trouble, and so on. So the thing to do is to do it all on end words, and then run into it, and start doing it all on its roots versus ends with the items, and you'll find the bank will run out fairly rapidly. Okay? Thank you.